from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's a domestic dispute that prompted an emergency alert in Smooth Rock Falls yesterday afternoon. OPP advised people to stay indoors with windows and doors locked. That was lifted a couple hours later when they arrested a 37-year-old man. He's been charged with weapons offenses under the criminal code and as a violation of a probation order. A recall has been issued by Health Canada for Mr. Right brand Camphoria Galanga powder because of possible aconitine contamination. The recall follows a mass poisoning at a restaurant in Markham late last month. The health agency says the ginger product is sold in 454-gram packages with the product code AT154. It's been sold in Alberta, British Columbia, Ontario and Quebec, and possibly other provinces and territories. Anyone who bought it shouldn't use or sell it. If your college kids haven't already started classes, don't worry, they will go ahead as planned. Support workers at all 24 Ontario community colleges have a new tentative contract. The date for ratification hasn't been set, but part of the agreement keeps the contract that expired this week in place in the meantime. Exactly what's in the new three-year deal will be released once it's ratified. Argentina's vice president has survived an assassination attempt outside her home. President Alberto Fernandez says a man tried to kill Cristina Fernandez last night, but his handgun misfired. He was quickly overpowered by the VP's security force and arrested. Fernandez didn't appear to be injured. Canada is among the countries putting a cap on Russian oil imports. Finance ministers from the G7 group of countries have announced a ban. It's an attempt to reduce Moscow's ability to foot the bill for its war in Ukraine without further stoking global inflation. The maximum price will be set by a broad coalition of countries. Russia has already threatened to retaliate by banning oil exports to countries that participate. And you'll want to avoid Denise Street in Melrose the next three work weeks, beginning Tuesday morning. It'll be closed between Morandin and Martin Avenues. Workers will rip up pavement and curbs, widen the street, improve drainage, and install new curbs and asphalt. The work is expected to wrap up on September 23rd. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.